WTW News Time is 8:05. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. One person was hit by gunfire during a disturbance Monday afternoon in West Bryan. Bryan police report the incident was at a home in the 2100 block of Gatto Lane. That's south of Villa Maria and west of Harvey Mitchell Parkway. Preliminary information indicates an undisclosed number of people drove there as part of an ongoing dispute. The person who was hit was found by College Station police and refused medical treatment. Those who were at the residence were questioned by Bryan police. No arrests were made as of Monday afternoon, and the investigation continues. The nature of the dispute was not announced. College Station police are investigating five vehicle burglaries at three homes between Southwest Parkway and Lemon Tree Park. The burglaries were reported between 10 and 11 Monday morning. Tonight's Bryan City Council meeting takes up new regulations for mobile food vehicles and proposing rate increases for the few residential customers who use the most water. The council considers first-round approval of new rules for food trucks in Bryan. There will be a few differences compared to College Station. In both cities, mobile operators have to be at least 100 feet from a restaurant. In Bryan, the restaurant owner can give permission for a truck to be closer. In Bryan, trucks could operate for 8 hours a day compared to five in College Station. The council then takes up a new water rate structure that would affect residential customers who use more than 30,000 gallons a month. That's about 4,000 of the 20,000 residential users. For those customers, it will be the first increase in 7 years, and it would not start until October 1st after the heat of the summer and peak consumption. A staff study estimates 14 homeowners will pay an additional $50 a month and one who will pay $150 more a month. Seven Union Pacific train cars and one tanker left the track Monday morning south of Navasota near the Highway 6 rail overpass, completely shutting down the highway for 6 hours. Since then, all southbound lanes and one northbound lane have reopened. TxDOT's Bobby Colwell says the outside northbound lane was damaged and further investigation is needed to assess its integrity. Grimes County officials say cleanup of the leaking container leaking tanker containing diethanolamine continues. Texas roads are going to need between $4 and $5 billion a year more to keep from crumbling. TSN's Austin Bureau Chief Chris Fox says state lawmakers are trying to find more ways to raise that money.
Step one, passing Proposition 1 on the November ballot. It would divert $1.3 billion from oil and gas taxes to TxDOT.
If that doesn't pass, then the gap gets bigger. It is somewhere in between that $4 billion and that $7-plus billion.
Now the state Senate is discussing what it can do to close the gap.
But we're not there because we don't have that money. So tolls are going to be part of the tools in the toolbox.
Transportation Committee member, State Senator Donna Campbell. Another option, the gas tax, which hasn't been adjusted since 1991. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 8:09. It's 78 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news at 8:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and a family-owned and operated business since 1943, Pioneer Steel prides itself in providing the highest quality products for your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs. Whether you need pipe for fencing at your ranch, a structural metal building package, or a metal roof for your home, trust the experts at Pioneer Steel. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East, call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com today.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bedliners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Right now and all year long, the official site for Aggie Athletics is AggieAthletics.com. The latest releases, video clips, interviews, player and coaches' profiles, results, statistics, schedules, it's all there. For ticket sales and information, go to this official site and click on tickets, AggieAthletics.com. Texas A&M Athletics also has two ticket phone numbers, locally in Bryan College Station, 845-2311. Out of town, the AT&T toll-free ticket hotline at 1-888-99-AGGIE. Come join us for a game.
It's 810, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Brass's Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to brassesbounty.com.
Clouds today. Could see some showers and storms. Temperatures will be near 90 degrees. It'll become partly cloudy overnight. Lows will be 70 to 75. Intervals of clouds and sunshine tomorrow with the threat of a shower or thunderstorm during the afternoon and evening. Breezy tomorrow, 90. Tomorrow night, it'll become partly cloudy with lows of 70 to 75. On Thursday, we'll have some sun. It'll be breezy, and there could be a shower or a thunderstorm. Highs will be up close to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A cat miraculously survived after traveling underneath a Land Cruiser trapped inside a suspension spring. Okay, I'm going to rewrite this story. A cat miraculously survived after traveling underneath a Land Cruiser after it decided to climb up inside of the suspension ring. Would that be more accurate?
Yes.
Probably.
Yeah, because, you know, it wasn't born there.
No.
It decided it would be a good place to be. Anyway, mechanics in Russia spent 3 hours getting the animal out and were baffled as to how it was able to wedge itself inside the spring in the first place. Driver said he had not noticed anything when he climbed into his vehicle to set off on his journey. He had traveled about 50 miles, most of it going over 80 miles an hour when he stopped for gas. That's when he heard the cat, it says here, meowing. My thought is it was probably screaming. Yeah. Anyway.
I don't think they have half those letters in Russian.
That's
Cyrillic.
Yeah. How do you spell meow in Russian? Anyway.
Yet.
Yeah. Yet. Yet. Get me out of here. Yet. After enlisting the help of the garage mechanics, failing to remove the pet, police and firefighters eventually decided the thing to do was dismantle the car, remove the suspension string, spring, and the kitty got out.
They took the whole thing out. There's video of it.
Is it? Really? Yeah. Wow. If you want to have a cat, that's fine. I have no other comment other than that. Leah's here this morning from the Humane Society. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I knew of a cat that rode in the front, just behind the grill of a semi-truck from the northern part of Ontario all the way to Minnesota.
Oh, my.
Not in the winter.
What time of day was it? Yeah, what time of year was it?
It was August or so. It was during horse show season. So.
Oh, okay. You have firsthand knowledge of this.
Yeah, yeah. We were all walking by going, hey, Aaron, your truck's meowing. And they got in there, and yeah, there's a cat. They recognized the cat from the barn.
Good.
So
all right.
That's why they knew it was their cat and knew where they'd picked it up at.
Cat wanted a road trip, right? Okay, what do you got going?
Well, cats, yes, we can hook you up with a cat. June is Adopt-A-Cat Month. We were doing kitten doubles, which is buy one, get one. It's been really slow. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
It's been really, really slow.
We're moving cats, huh?
We're not moving cats is the problem. Okay. So we've gone to half price kittens.
Okay.
So one kitten, two kittens, $47.50 for one kitten or each kitten, however you want to look at it. And adult cats, anything over 6 months of age, $12. Hopefully some folks will come in and we've got kittens. Oh my goodness. This time a month ago, we didn't have any.
Well, 3 months ago, we were talking about having to adopt in. Is that right?
In cats, and that's exactly what we were doing right up till May 1st. Actually, right up till Adopt-A-Thon. We transferred cats in the day of Adopt-A-Thon, and that all changed the very next day, actually. And, kittens have just exploded everywhere there. I just can't even tell you how many kittens we have right now.
So here's your time. It's a great time.
Here's your time. Great opportunity. $47.50 for a kitten. That's anything under 6 months of age. Anything over 6 months of age, $12. So you can't even go wrong there. As usual, spayed and neutered, microchipped, vaccinations, the whole nine yards in our regular adoption. Great opportunity. Right now, as we speak, campers are being dropped off for this year's first camp of this year. So it's today, tomorrow, and Thursday. We have camp, and then we have one in June, and one is June.
This is
one
June.
In July, and one in August as well. Three 3-day camps, and really great opportunities for them to learn about all sorts of animals because it's not just dogs and cats. We've got alpacas and parrots and lizards and snakes, sorry. And
I like snakes.
I understand, but we were talking snakes a little while ago, and Lucia's not comfortable with snakes, so that's
didn't
why
she want to hear the word
didn't
snake
want to hear
mentioned.
Snakes at all. So that was the reason.
It really gives them an idea. Goats and the Fraley's are bringing their goats.
Perfect tie-in. Okay.
And so they are, we have a lot of things, and these people are experts in their field, so they're going to be able to educate these little kiddos on the care and upkeep of these animals besides just your dogs and cats. But of course, they'll get plenty of dog and cat interaction as well. Actually, one of the first things they do today is they're in our kennels getting a full tour and understanding what we do in vaccinations and the care for the animals in our building. And then they move on to all the other critters. So for more information, go to our website, aggielandhumane.org. Remember, 4th of July is just around the corner. So A, will be closed. B, have your animal microchipped now.
Yeah, yeah, good idea.
The single day more shelters have intake than any others is that day after 4th of July.
Yeah.
The fireworks go off this year. As of right now, we're not in a burn ban, so I'm expecting lots of fireworks. Mm-hmm. So I'm expecting lots of intake. If your animal goes missing, they may be very distraught and disoriented for several days afterwards. So don't give up hope. There's lots of dogs and cats. There's actually quite a few cats recently reunited that had been missing for some time here in our own community, mm-hmm. And they just ended up wandering back home. They get, like I said, disoriented and confused. So give them some time. Keep up hope, and best bet, have a microchipped before. No appointment necessary. You can come by the shelter. $25 will get your animal microchipped, and it takes you longer to fill out the paperwork than it does for us to microchip your pet.
So there, easy enough. All right, thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Yep, visit folks from the Humane Society on Tuesdays, and as mentioned, Lucia's here this morning from the BCS Chamber. What's going on there?
We're quiet right now, but we're going to have some events coming up. Mm-hmm. We do have a ribbon cutting tomorrow, Wednesday, the 25th at JB Knowledge, 100 North Main, Suite 100 in Bryan at 4:30. And then we are gearing up for our Ladies' Night next month, July 18th. And that is, the theme is Dinner at Tiffany's. It'll be from 6:30 to 11 at the Hilton in College Station. The cost for individual tickets are $50. And if you want to go and see any of the sponsorships or the table prices, just go online to bcschamber.org. And that event is sponsored by Capital Farm Credit and Chrome Salon Experience. And then after that, we are getting ready for the Community Impact Award nominations on July 8th. It's not on July 8th. It's
That's the presentation.
The presentation on.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah. I think it's due. Yeah. Sorry. Nominations are due by July 8th. So if you have want to nominate American Indian, African American, Asian, Hispanic, or woman-owned businesses that have made a significant impact on our community, please go online, again, to bcschamber.org and vote. The event will be Tuesday, July 29th, 11:45 to 1 at Briarcrest Country Club, and Texas A&M Department of Procurement Services is sponsoring that event. And then gearing up again for another Business After Hours at Watercrest at Bryan, and that's a free event. That'll be Thursday, July 17th from 5:30 to 7, and that's free for the whole community, so come out and hang out and
have a look at the facility.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
So that's pretty much it, and we want to thank St. Joseph Health System for being our Platinum Member Spotlight.
All right, thanks a bunch. A visit with the folks of the Chamber on Tuesdays as well, and our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly health care coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Remodeling is a story. It has a beginning, middle, and an end. The beginning is planning and design, the middle, quality construction, and the end, your happily ever after. If you're ready to write your story, we can help you get it done. Windham Construction provides good quality, dependability, and great results. Whether you want to remodel your kitchen or build an addition, it's a great time to get started. Call us today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
Market direction uncertain. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The stock futures suggest investors are still trying to figure out their next moves. Overseas markets have been mixed. Dubai's stock market is usually not on Wall Street radar screens, but it fell nearly 7% today, and that's getting some notice. Walgreens posted increased sales and a bigger adjusted profit for the latest quarter, but its numbers were not as strong as expected. Doctors and physical therapists say working at computers can cause poor posture habits. Seated posture is especially important. A hunched over position is typical for a person who works at a terminal, and that can carry over to the way the worker stands and walks. Experts say we should maintain alignment to head off back and joint problems. A working draft of the song Like a Rolling Stone, finished in Bob Dylan's own hand, will be up for auction at Sotheby's today. The draft is done in pencil on stationery from the Roger Smith Hotel in Washington. It could go for up to $2 million. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
What if I told you you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or prediabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. Diabetic11.com. People who have followed this plan at Diabetic11.com reportedly have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. Diabetic11.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. Diabetic11.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. Diabetic11.com gives you 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at Diabetic11.com. Watch for free at Diabetic11.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes meds at Diabetic11.com.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? If you're like most businesses, you want solutions that allow you to do more for less. Call CTWP about their full line of digital multifunctional imaging systems that allow you to copy, print, fax, scan, and email from a single device. For a free consultation, call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you.
Now, this is rather incredible. Now, losing weight is easier than you ever thought it could be. The Activate company has a new product that can help you lose weight now, and all you do is simply spray it in your mouth. You heard me right. Through a very unique combination of all natural vitamins, minerals, and a proprietary blend of extracts, including that very special ingredient you've heard about from Dr. Oz, the raspberry ketones, the spray is immediately absorbed and starts to do several things. It increases your metabolism, decreases appetite, promotes heart and cardiovascular health, and much more. And all you do is simply spray it in your mouth. No caffeine, no sugar, no stimulants. Safe and effective. You've always wanted a quick and easy way to lose weight, and now a company that you have come to know and trust for years is making that possible. Go to myactivate.com for more information, or you can call them toll-free 800-465-4411. Myactivate.com or 800-465-4411. 1781 was not a very good year for our second president. He just spent a tumultuous 2 years as governor of Virginia, and he was grieving for another reason. He had lost his wife earlier that year. So it was that Thomas Jefferson said goodbye to public life and returned to his home in Monticello. But it was to be a brief retirement. He was recalled within the year to his life of public service. The French Revolution loomed on the horizon, and our new and fragile country needed the best man to go to France to represent us to our ally. It was obvious that Thomas Jefferson was that man. At first, he had some difficulty adjusting to the damp, cold climate of Paris. The social and political climate, however, suited him fine, and soon he fell in love with the wine, the food, and the people of France. In 1789, with the French Revolution in full swing, Jefferson prepared to leave Paris, assuming that his hiatus would be just long enough to visit his Virginia relatives and set his affairs in order. But this was not to be. Jefferson was greeted by a messenger from President George Washington, offering him the position of Secretary of State in the new administration. He assumed the position of Secretary of State under the fledgling president, bringing with him a new sophistication born of years on the European continent. Paris had introduced him to a new culture that had expanded his experience in many ways, not the least of which was food. With his friend Ben Franklin, he had sampled at least one completely new taste treat. And with his typical interest in the new and different, Jefferson brought the recipe back home to Monticello, where it became an instant hit. His guests raved about the fashionable new recipe from France. Jefferson was a bit hesitant to reveal the origins of his innovative dish, as American colonists believed the food contained an aphrodisiac so powerful that it would shorten the span of human life. Monticello soon became known as a center for the lively exchange of ideas, a truly cosmopolitan environment. But you never hear his name mentioned in connection with this French import. It's a little-known fact that a Sunday football game or gathering of friends just wouldn't be the same if the man who once wrote the Declaration of Independence and occupied the White House hadn't brought back from France and served to his guests and introduced America to the potato chip.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit TexasRegionalEye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Cam, I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. Want some fun summer memories? Take a vacation, write that novel you've always dreamed about, and take tons of pictures. First, you better make sure that you have Carbonite. So many fun things to do during this summer. You think that you'll remember to back up your computer files? It's so easy to forget to do it, and in an instant, you can lose all of your irreplaceable files, all of your memories. That's why I use Carbonite to back up my files right to the cloud. I started using Carbonite before they were an advertiser on my national radio show. I did all my homework, and Carbonite was my absolute choice. So please make it yours today. Carbonite backs up your computer files at home and also at work for you, automatically and continually. It's so easy to start a free trial at Carbonite.com. You don't even need a credit card. It really, truly is a free trial. Use my name, Kim, and get two free bonus months with your purchase. That's Carbonite.com. And the offer code for two free bonus months is Kim. Carbonite.com, offer code Kim. American Silicon Valley has churned out more millionaires and billionaires than you can count. You may think that with the economy at a crawl, the dream is now out of reach. Until you hear about Greg Duffy and Amir Virani. These two began a sideline hobby to help Greg's dad catch the neighborhood dog that was leaving a present, so to speak, in his front yard every morning. They came up with a simple little webcam, but with a twist. They called it the drop cam. The twist? It only records when it senses motion. And then, for a small fee, it stores its video in the cloud. With their free app, you can later quickly review what DropCam recorded, and not only about neighborhood dogs, but your office, home, garage, patio, front driveway, you name it. Just a few days ago, Google bought DropCam for $550 million. Read more, plus get the latest breaking tech news updated all the time at Komando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
Does arthritic joint pain have you watching from the sidelines? My orthopedic solutions team at College Station Medical Center understands you want to get back in the game, and a speedy recovery is just one reason why their patient satisfaction rate is so high. In fact, 100% of College Station Medical Center's joint replacement patients surveyed say they were completely satisfied. For more information, visit csmedcenter.com/most. Data relates to patients treated during the fourth quarter 2013 and surveyed by our independent third-party vendor, HealthStream.
WTW News Time. It's 8:30 and 80 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by the Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. Bryan City Councilman Al Sines and Rafael Pena have two requests at tonight's meeting regarding the hotel occupancy tax in the downtown area. One is requiring the Downtown Bryan Association to go through the same screening process as other applicants seeking hot funds, including a review by a committee associated with the Convention and Visitors Bureau. Currently, the Downtown Association negotiates with the council and city hall administrators. In the second request, Pena and Sines want the council, without a CVB recommendation, to give $25,000 in hotel tax money towards a Vietnam Veterans Memorial in front of the Claremont's Library. This would be in addition to the city already building the monument's concrete foundation. The Brazos Valley chapter of the Vietnam Veterans Association, which plans to hold at least two ceremonies each year, believes it will be a destination attraction. Tonight's agenda also takes up three more street projects. The $370,000 change order puts the price tag for this summer's road work to over $2 million. The additions include repaving Old Hearn Road from Texas to Wilhelm, something that wasn't scheduled until 2020, along with adding left turn lanes on Leonard Road at Harvey Mitchell and repaving the access road to the BTU's Dansby Power Plant between Bryan and Benchley, which will also benefit traffic going in and out of the new access pipe and tube plant. Bryan police responded Monday afternoon to the 2100 block of Gatho Lane for a disturbance with a weapon. Officers say the suspects drove to Gatho as part of an ongoing dispute. Shots were fired, and then when a vehicle attempted to flee the area, it struck another vehicle. The occupants of the vehicle then fled on foot. One was located later in College Station by CSPD with minor injuries from a gunshot. The other suspects at the residence have been contacted by BPD. Police say no arrests have been made, but responding officers continue their investigation. Cleanup continues after a tank containing diethanolamine spilled its contents when it derailed with seven other Union Pacific rail cars Monday morning after 6. UP officials say the chemical, which can be used to scrub hydrogen sulfide from natural gas, is considered hazardous, but it's been contained. Grimes County officials say no homes were in the immediate area when the spill occurred, and they did not order an evacuation. Traffic was almost back to normal by 5 Monday afternoon after Highway 6 had been closed for most of that time, but the outside northbound lanes remained closed pending further assessment of damage from the accident. Further down the line, a Houston area police officer has been praised as a hero for dragging a woman off of some railroad tracks just moments before a train rushes by. Richmond police say the actions of Officer Ramon Morales were videotaped by a camera in his patrol car. Morales was on patrol early Sunday when a person flagged him down to say a woman was sitting on some nearby train tracks. The video shows the railroad crossing arm lowering as Morales runs to the tracks, grabs the woman, and drags her to safety moments before the train rolls by. The rescued woman was taken to a hospital for evaluation. State lawmakers will be discussing where they can come up with an additional $4 billion needed to keep Texas roads from getting any worse. That's the latest estimate from Texas A&M's Texas Transportation Institute. One option, according to Bill Hammond of the Texas Association of Business, is to increase fees.
We're talking about increasing registration fees by $50 a year. That's less than a dollar a week. Any business would be happy to pay that based on our board of directors. It voted unanimously to support that increase.
Prop 1 would divert $1.3 billion in oil and gas tax money to TxDOT. These figures are all in addition to the current yearly TxDOT budget of $10 billion. Senator Ted Cruz and Attorney General Greg Abbott got a firsthand look at the temporary shelter at Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio on Monday,
where some 1,200 mostly Central American children are being cared for after crossing the border. Abbott, the Republican candidate for governor, says the state is taking the lead to combat the stream of migrants by sending DPS troopers to the border and sending Washington the bill.
To pay for the ground operation that the state of Texas needs to deploy. To date, they have failed to do so. I'm proud that Senator Cruz has sent a letter in support of my request for this funding.
The so-called border surge is estimated to cost $1.3 million a week. Chuck Martin, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 80 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. More news at noon or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Bank and Trust is ready to serve your every banking need. We're the largest locally owned community bank in Bryan College Station, and we're invested in our community. That's why loan approvals and other key decisions are made locally by people who live in our community, have face-to-face relationships with our customers, and understand your local needs. From small business loans to construction loans and everything in between, our team can guide you through the process every step of the way. The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
David Gardner's 30 years plus here in the Brazos Valley, making sure that there is a special occasion that you can mark with a piece of jewelry that can fit your budget and fit your needs. And, you know, needs are important. You think about jewelry as a luxury item, and sometimes it can be, but function is one of the things that David has been doing for a long time, building real function into pieces of jewelry. One of the ones that I use as an example is one that's kind of a sunflower pattern. It was a necklace, and a sunflower pattern that was white gold on one side and yellow gold on another, so you could switch it around to match the outfit or the other jewelry that you're wearing. And that's kind of a function thing to go along. You know, you don't compromise style, and yet you have better function with a piece of jewelry, because it's like any other investment. You want to be able to get the best return that you possibly can. And obviously it's one of those situations where it'll take that person's breath away who you give the jewelry to, but making sure that it fits into a lifestyle and can be used in a time that makes it a good value to you is part of what David and his crew think about when they design a piece of jewelry. Because they've been doing this so long, may find something right there in the jewelry display cases that'll fit exactly what you're looking for. If you're kind of a novice, and you don't have to be new to it to be a novice, because you may not understand a lot of the different choices that you have when it comes to jewelry, let the folks at David Gardner's help you there too. David Gardner's, 911 University Drive in College Station. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair. For over 28 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
We have some showers and thunderstorms off to our south this morning. We also have them off to our north. Lots of clouds today. We may see a shower or a storm, 90. Partial clearing tonight, 70 to 75. Tomorrow, mixture of clouds and sun. The risk of a shower or a thunderstorm in the afternoon. Breezy tomorrow near 90. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 70 to 75. Thursday, partial sun, breezy. The chance for shower or a thunderstorm is on Thursday around 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, the only shower activity, and it's way out there. If you know where Colorado City is, it's south of there. So it's way out west, way out west. A little bit over there in Nacogdoches, but nothing else. And again, if you look, though, there's plenty of clouds out there. And you remember, it clouded up yesterday, and we got a pretty good little shower around noontime. So certainly could happen again. U.S. Americans are still struggling to deal with the financial implications of the recession, with most not having emergency savings. According to a survey released by Bankrate.com, of those who say they have savings, 67% said they had less than 6 months' worth of living costs, including rent, mortgage payments, utility bills, and food costs, while those with at least 3 months' worth of expenses dropped from 45% to 40%. Bankrate considers 6 months of expenses as the recommended amount of money for emergency savings. That's what Dave Ramsey tells us. First, you get 6 months' worth of your expenses, kind of as a little cushion there. Hello?
Hi, I'm calling to defend the Fraley name.
Oh, I don't think we were taking the Fraley name disparagingly at all. No, but go ahead.
Can my daughter, the real Elizabeth Hurley, please have tickets to the...
Oh. Wow.
Oh, yeah. No. Don't be playing that way. No. Hurley and Fraley are not the same.
I thought she said Hurley.
She said Fraley.
Okay.
Didn't she?
I don't know.
Am I wrong?
The proof's in the tape. We'll find it posted on WTAW later this morning.
Okay, go find it. If it is, then we'll set some aside.
Very nice.
We'll set some aside. I heard Fraley.
Okay. You heard what you wanted to.
No, now stop. All right. No, it's okay. Philip, come by here. I got your stinking ticket. Make a note here. I'll forget it. All right. There.
You hear they're wanting to make billboards taller on the freeway?
You know, where did I see that? Where did I see that?
I saw it on TSN.
That's there's a Texas board that is doing that. Looking to make them 15 feet taller?
Yeah, currently 42 feet tall.
And that's, you know, here's the problem. I read that story over the weekend. I want to say Texas Tribune had that. I want to find it. Because
they want to do it on interstate and primary highways that aren't governed by municipal ordinances.
Right.
But they want to do it because speed limits are 70 and above in most of these places.
Okay.
And they say that the taller height will allow people to see it more easily, thus increasing safety is their their pitch.
No, you see, and that's where I got a problem, okay?
Cram more information in there?
Well, no. Oh. What I'm saying is, aren't we talking about distracted driving, okay? So why are you doing something, what they said is it gets above the treetops? Because I'm thinking about all those 40-foot trees that they have on the interstate. Where are there 40-foot trees on the interstate? Can you tell me where that would be? No, here's the deal, is if it's about distracted driving and eliminating elements of distracted driving, then why are you making the billboards taller? Okay? That gives them a better profile for people to continue to read them. Now, oh, is it, and again, the billboard people are smart. They know how to make effective billboards. You also see people who don't know how to make effective billboards. If it has like 17 words on it, it's not an effective
billboard. If it says, made you look, I hate you. I hate that. Yes, you made me look, you jerk. God.
Now, when are they supposed to act on this?
Because
it's like the Texas Highway Commission or something. It's not.
They're holding a hearing today.
Okay. All right. Okay. Then that's. I must have seen it on Must Read Texas then over the weekend that they're discussing that. That we've all seen areas that are worse. I guess I pretty much like College Station's ordinance. I mean, I'm all in favor of advertising. I think advertising is an important thing.
Wouldn't affect College Station.
No, and I understand the aesthetics of it. So I see where College Station's coming from, and you know, Brian, they have billboards, and they're going to stay there, and. You know, the folks at Lamar are outstanding people. I mean, that's what they do. And so I think there's a niche in that market.
We've got a few of our radio station billboards plastered around town.
Yeah. But I don't know that making them taller is the right thing to be doing. I just, you know, aesthetically, I can see that.
It's interesting. They didn't say wider, so that would change the aspect ratio. I don't know.
But if you make them taller, then, and again, the billboard people are smart. They call it outdoor advertising. It's not a billboard. The outdoor advertising people are smart. They understand that if you raise it this many feet, then people will be able to see it this much longer. And I think that's what they're talking about. They get to make a longer impression. It's a higher billboard. They can charge a higher price. Just follow the dollars.
Yeah.
Follow the dollars. Yeah. I'm just saying. Anyway. And go save some money. I mean, this story about people not having any money saved is unfortunate. And, we were having that discussion last night at the house. Look at the prices of things that you really don't have buying decisions over. Gasoline. Food.
Your inelastic goods.
Yes, exactly. Because the summertime, you can't help it with your utilities.
Chicken, cheese, beef, all the proteins going up.
You know, and the other day I'm in the big shopatorium and I saw that chicken thighs are more expensive than chicken
breasts.
That
blew my mind.
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
I'm going to go save some money and, oh, nope, Chinese like chicken thighs too. I'm paying more now.
And maybe that...
No, that's what it is.
Is that what it is?
They're buying that for a while. They were buying all of our chicken thighs. It was cheaper to export them.
Okay, all right. Well, more
profitable.
Didn't know what the tipping point on that was, but
apparently 99 cents a pound.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and again, if the Chinese like something, yeah, you could pretty much expect the rest of the world's going to pay more because if they decide to. And we discussed a few months ago about the pecans. They've decided they like pecans, and so now they're changing the way that the pecans are.
My value potluck dish of pecan chicken thigh, pecan and crusted chicken thighs.
Well, but you're right, and that's it. You know, beef continues to go up, and pork continues to go up, and chicken goes up. And so if those are the things that you're using to feed your family, you have to spend that. You have to spend a certain amount of money for gasoline or fuel for your vehicle. And those are choices that you don't necessarily have. Now, again, we talked about how a couple of years ago people changed their habits. They bought maybe cars that were more efficient, or they parked their inefficient vehicle if they had more than one and drove the more efficient vehicle, or they drove it less, just combined trips. They changed their lifestyle. And Americans, quite honestly, don't like that. Americans don't want to change their lifestyle. They want to be able to continue to do the things that they've always done. But as that disposable income goes away, then those elective purchases that they used to make, they're not making anymore. And those are leisure purchases, usually.
You can only trim so much fat, though.
Well, and that's right. Then he gets to that. But, I mean, what is that thing that you have had to do to change your lifestyle? Because by God, I'm not giving up my television. I'm not giving up my computer. I'm not giving up my internet.
It's coming to that. The younger crowd especially, because they have more options. They're more willing to either watch on their phone or their laptops, and they don't already have a satellite on the roof.
Yeah, but they have better eyes than old people. They can actually enjoy watching 300 on their screen, you know. Just saying. But that does. That changes. And again, we are a bubble within a bubble here. I mean, we really are. I then reference, you know, Ohio and Illinois, places like that where they're having unemployment problems. We have, you know, you had a story today how they're grousing about where they're going to come up with it. Was it $3 billion, $4 billion for the highways?
Right.
Well, you know, at least we have a way to go. We have a place to find it. If you're in New Mexico, you ain't got any place to find it, okay? It's not there. And you talk about, again, cutting into the muscle of the situation. That's what they have because they just don't have the choices. All right, so it's 8:46 on that lovely and positive note.
Yay!
Selling off the parking spot you are about to vacate sounds like a win-win. Okay, you get some money, and somebody gets your parking place. Okay. Oh, but wait, is that legal? And it's probably not if it's a public spot.
Huh?
Like in San
Francisco.
Well, no,
because you don't own it to sell it.
The city attorney has warned a mobile app that it cannot help people auction off spots. City Attorney Dennis Herrera sent a letter to Monkey Parking telling the startup that it could face a lawsuit and that its business model is breaking all kinds of laws, it says in the letter to Monkey Parking CEO, that under city law, no one can buy or sell public street parking spaces. And that the company has until July 11th to stop doing so or face legal action. He issued a copy of the letter to Apple as well, asking them to remove the app from its app store.
Well, now, didn't the people who were parked there, didn't they pay first? And aren't they reselling it then?
Well, but again, you can't resell what's not yours.
Yeah, well, my logic would be that they've already paid for it, and they're saying, you pay me more, and I'll leave now.
No, that's an interesting idea, and I don't know how smart their parking meters are. Remember, I think San Jose was the first city to do this, and if I'm not mistaken, College Station, Texas has these as well, that when you pull out of the parking space, the meter zeros.
Oh, it resets?
Yes.
I don't know where College Station has them.
Northgate.
Not the ones in what used to be the quarter lot, because occasionally I'll show up.
Not there. I think someplace else. Well, we'll have to ask somebody there. But that is what the plan was. So that those would be meters that would zero out. So again, it doesn't sound like you can auction anything off. And I don't understand the concept of how this works, because even if you win the auction, you go, okay, I'm out of here in 4 minutes. Because, you know, if you leave in 3 minutes and somebody gets the spot, here's a guy who's auctioned it off, and I don't know how you exchange any kind of monetary things here, but I don't know how the app works, but it's again, it's not yours to sell. What was that? Where are we with Bitcoin? Just while we're talking about stuff, is that gone? Did it die? Oh, Patrick left. Okay,
you're asking the wrong guy.
I know that's fine.
And I'm not nearly as involved in that as he is.
Yeah, when he comes back, then we'll ask him about that, and he can tell us in the meantime. Reed Hastings, he's the co-founder and CEO of Netflix, officially a billionaire according to Forbes magazine. A pretty interesting story, because these guys were on the ropes about a year ago because they had changed their pricing structure. People were really, really angry at them, and it was Reed Hastings who very quickly responded to that, I think within 24 hours. Said, okay, we're sorry, this is what we're going to do. So now this company streams over 48 and has 48 million subscribers in 40 countries. They stream video to them. Their 2014 stock price went over $400 a share. That makes him now officially a billionaire. And again, he was able to make the changes that he needed to hold on to and maybe even increase his market share. So, you know, if he can do that in this marketplace,
absolutely,
he probably deserves it.
Sure.
I remember our old country home, clean fresh air and flowers growing in the fields along the path beside our swimming hole. Mama hollering through the screen, would you kids like some homemade ice cream? That was such a simpler time and place. Bluebell tastes just like the good old days.
We're turning a home run into a grand slam by dipping our popular strawberry bar into rich milk chocolate and our coconut bars into dark chocolate to make new dipped strawberry and coconut fruit bars. They're out of the park.
Bluebell tastes just like the good old days.
Look for Bluebell frozen snacks at all Harlan stores and Franklin Supermarket in Franklin.
Dixie Tire Company in downtown Bryan has the best set of tires to fit your vehicle and your pocketbook. For a complete line of tires in stock, stop by Dixie Tire Company on William Joel Bryant or call them at 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
Green Teams welcomes Citizens Bank on University Drive to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Citizens Bank uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Kathy Martine with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's about 8 minutes till. So, a London-based photographer named Zed Nelson helped a friend of his to capture a family photo every year for 21 years. Started when his friend's wife was pregnant, Nelson had the idea to do a time-lapse photography series. And since 1991, Nelson photographed the family under the same backdrop and the same lighting conditions. It's out there to look at. That's kind of a neat, interesting deal. Like, okay, where's Bitcoin now?
It's confusing.
Okay, never mind then. Okay. It just popped into my head, and you had to run off to pee, and so I didn't.
Well, no, I know. And someone posted, you know, those little animated GIFs or GIFs.
Sure, right.
Someone said, you know, Bitcoin in 10 years, and it had a little guy in a roller coaster car, and it was just sort of rolling flat. Just, you know, maybe the wild ride's over, but a lot more vendors are finally starting to accept them.
Okay, well, I don't get it, but that's fine. I understand. It's out there, and some people are taking advantage of it. A recent study, and this bothers me, recent study from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics has found that the average U.S. American spends 19 minutes a day reading. Okay? Those 34 and under, fewer than 10 minutes a day reading. That's really sad. That really, really
is. Are
they
counting Facebook status updates,
too? See, and I don't know. See, that's what I'm thinking. Is that really true? Is that taking in the written word, does that count for reading, or are we talking about actually reading something to gather information, more importantly than what cruise your best friend is on?
And if a picture's worth 1,000 words, all these selfie takers are literary geniuses.
Yeah. Never thought about it that way. Boy, talk about patting yourself on the back. No kidding. All right. So did you hear about this? A father and a daughter in Houston kind of took the law into their own hands on Friday, gave chase to thieves who robbed their house. The father of this heroic duo, who is a plastic surgeon, picked up his daughter by the airport, from the airport, and following a business trip, and they returned home and found a group of men in the driveway of their home. They chased the thieves, who were in a red pickup truck. While the father filmed the car chase on his cell phone, his daughter was driving. During the chase, the father and daughter able to ram the truck, and then the three men inside turned the tables, reversed, and went after these folks in their Audi. The duo chased the truck for a few miles until the suspects turned their vehicle around, aimed it for a head-on collision at the pair.
Yeah.
At that point, the truck comes toward them at a speed with a passenger hanging out of the passenger side door. When the cars collide, the truck is forced into a ditch. Police arrived minutes later, arrested two of the men. The third man escaped. I bet you they'll find him.
Probably.
I mean, how about that?
Wow.
Don't mess with us. We're Texas, all right? After a number of individual national parks placed a ban on drones, the National Park Service says it will soon ban the use of drones in all 401 parks across U.S. America.
I'm okay with that.
Well, again, that does probably spoil the venue for a whole lot of people to have one of those things.
Yeah, just use it on your own time, your own space.
North Dakota man charged with DUI after falling out of his vehicle that he was driving. And subsequently,
if you're so drunk, you fall out of the car. Yeah,
and subsequently running over himself, apparently. So, just saying.
Wow.
I know. Yeah. A white suit emblazoned with a peacock that Elvis Presley wore while performing in Las Vegas is going on auction today. One thing that makes this particular garment special is it's stained in the armpit with the king's own 40-year-old sweat.
With king sweat.
Oh, the world we live in.
Time to dip into that six-month savings account.
Yeah. The sweaty suit, part of a large sale of rock memorabilia that Sotheby's is hosting. Oh, this is the one that probably has Bob Dylan's Like a Rolling Stone lyrics.
More than likely, yeah.
Okay, let's see what else it's got. It's got a red military-style jacket worn by Michael Jackson, Jimi Hendrix guitar strap that he wore at the Newport Pop Festival in 1969, Kurt Cobain's smashed Univox guitar, the peacock jumpsuit, which the auction house describes as having minor staining and browning, as well as a non-working zipper, decorated with rhinestones and gold lamé detailing, expected to fetch... Well, Patrick, if you've got this much in your six-month savings, then you're in pretty good shape, buddy. Expecting $200,000 to $300,000.
Hey, Brass Valley, it's Pete Laird with Harvey Washbinders. These days, seems like there's a burger joint everywhere you look. Some are pretty cool, but the one thing you can be sure of, they don't serve banger burgers. They don't have that one-of-a-kind quality, that warm grilled sourdough bun, that perfectly cooked black Angus patty covered with melted cheddar cheese, those hand-cut fries cooked to order. Just some of the reasons why the Banger Burger is simply the best burger around. This month's specialty burger is Michael's Hatch Green Chili and Goat Cheese Stuffed Burger. Green chilies from Hatch, New Mexico, roasted, diced, and then folded into creamy goat cheese stuffed into a half-pound patty. Take a bite. Enjoy that surprise burst of flavor. If you know anything about green chilies, you know Hatch green chilies are something special, and this is one special experience. This month's specialty dessert is lemon mousse pie, made with lemon curd and white chocolate on graham cracker crust. A light, delicious way to end a great meal. Harvey Washbangers, 1802 Texas Avenue, just south of Harvey Road and College Station. Home of the Banger Burger, the Brazos Valley's first and still best gourmet burger.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. There you go. Gordon Ramsay saying bye. Announced yesterday he's finished with his show after 10 years called Kitchen Nightmares. Said it's been a phenomenal 10 years, making 123 episodes, 12 seasons, shot across two continents. So there you go.
There's only so many ways to complain about overbaked fish.
Yes.
TBS celebrating Seinfeld's 25th anniversary with a week of the 25 best episodes, four each weeknight in a two-hour block beginning Monday, June 30th. The episodes will include, of course, the famous Chinese restaurant, Serenity Now. Yeah, one of my favorites. The puffy shirt.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, the contest.
Well, hooray.
Downton Abbey, one of those fans. You can see season four of the show on Amazon.com's Prime Instant Video service. Daily Variety says Prime Instant Video's deal with PBS will also offer season five of the series as well. And here you go, Patrick. AMC's revolutionary war drama Turn has been renewed for a second season.
Yeah.
So you get to watch that. All right, on this date in history, 1497, the first recorded sighting of North America by a European. All the Indians were going, it's over there. We were here first. 1947, the first reported sightings of flying saucers. Interestingly, to the day 50 years later, the Air Force released its report on the Roswell incident. So there. WTAW College Station, Brian.